Hey, this is Justin with Define Audio Video and the Technology Rocks Podcast. Yes, the Technology Rocks Podcast. Why? Because technology rocks. So, I am flying solo today. T-Bone and I were trying to put together a show yesterday, and I think we kind of hit a writer's technology wall after episode 5. I feel like episode 5 just literally made our brains smoke because it was like drinking from a fire hydrant with all the things and so much information, so much new information. And then now we have so many questions about the new information that we were talking about. So speaking of Tony, I kind of hate you right now. I'm not going to lie that you have the entire weekend off and then Monday off. And that's just kind of not fair. I'm going to throw that out there. And I'm kind of mad at you for the moment. So Tony is actually headlining at Comic Palooza booth 1932. To show off all of his art skills and all the things and that is Tony, where he can sign artwork for you, draw artwork for you. You can commission him to draw artwork for you. And I will be his special guest doing a live podcast from the booth and being as annoying as humanly possible because that's what I do. And that's just what I bring to the table. And you can also commission me to draw you something if you like. Stick figures only, please. And smiley faces are all that I asked you for me to draw because I can't draw. So that will be May 27th, 28th, and 29th. That is a Friday, Saturday, and Sunday at Comic Houston, the Houston Comic Palooza. So look it up. Houston Comic Palooza. We'll be talking about it probably from here on out up to the event. That way we can prepare you for all the things Comic Palooza and that craziness that goes along with it. Now, Tony is also doing an event at one of our friends and patron, fellow small business owner, Seller 24. He is doing an event on April 13th. It is a painting class. Yes, painting class that you're going to paint either, I think it's either wine bottles or wine glasses. I'll have to get with Tony when he is off front of his vacation. He actually has to come out amongst the living again. But I think it is a wine glass or wine bottle painting class where Tony will show you how to paint all the things on your wine glass. And then at the end of it, you get to take your glass home and put on a shelf, and you can drink wine while doing it and eat while doing it. And it's going to be a good time. So April 13th, Cellar 24, Tony Castile, AKA DJ Spiral, and doing his art thing and all the things. So interesting thing about art at this Comic Palooza, this is actually one of the first years they're going to allow AI technology artwork. Tony has a very strong opinion, as do most artists that actually draw and do the things about AI artwork. And it's very, very, very interesting. So AI artwork is basically pulling art out of your brain and letting a computer draw it for you. And then you critique and change that art, little bitty parts of that piece of artwork as it's drawn. Really weird, tweaky Terminator stuff, you know, type of things that a lot of artists are kind of angry and upset about it. But it is a wave of the future. Don't know if it's going to stick on the wall like spaghetti, but we are going to do an exclusive interview with Tony, who is actually a signed artist and commissioned artist and does all the things from painting a 10-foot tall Chicago Bear logo on your wall to drawing you a picture of whatever you could possibly want him to draw. With exception of the Predator, don't ever ask him to draw the Predator. Just don't do it. So that's a long story. But short story long, this is your weekend podcast with me. I'm just going to talk about upcoming shows. Coming up Monday, we're going to have a show with Advocate Security and our industry expert, Colby Walston. So he's going to talk to you about fortifying your homestead, whether it be door locks, whether it be garage doors, whether it be automated lighting, whether it be your normal plain Jane monitored security, whether it be your camera system, whether it be all the things that you're trying to tie into all the things. Colby is an expert in that stuff, and he's got the lowdown in comparison to ADT and Vivint and Xfinity Secure and Ring Secure and the Google Secure and all the other secure things that might not be as secure as you think. So he owns his own private security firm. He does all the things security. He can help you along with trying to make your home a safer place and then the world a safer place and all that stuff. It is a scary time right now. Political years are always weird. Everybody's up on edge, and that's usually a lot of the questions we get asked about a lot are security cameras and door locks and all that stuff, which we happen to have an expert that specializes in just that. So Colby is going to come out on Monday. We're going to have a show. It will not be a 6 a.m. Monday show. So look for that midday, probably late day, maybe even early before afternoon day, depending on how busy I get because Tony is off. I kind of hate you, Tony. Just going to say that. Enjoy Dune 2. So that'll be Monday. Tuesday, we're going to talk about augmented reality glasses. So the Apple Vision Pro, Oculus, the PlayStation thing, and then Ray-Ban's got their thing, and then there's another brand called X-Ray that's a quarter of the cost of all of these things, and they got their thing. So it's just everybody's got all the things. Do you need it? Do you not need it? Do you love it? Do you hate it? So I've actually taken the time over the course of about a month and played with a lot of this technology. So the reason why Apple is a big deal at the moment, that's called the Apple Vision Pro. The reason why it's a big deal is because their 2-week turnaround has actually ended, meaning you can no longer, if you purchased it and you were an early adopter of it, your 2 weeks just ran out. So you're either stuck with it forever or it's about to run out within the next few days. So we have gone down the rabbit hole with that and checked out some of the information and how many of those units have been returned. Most of the returned units are just goofballs wanting to review it. So they go and buy it and then they send it back after it's been reviewed. Yes, that's a thing. And people do it. A lot of it's the YouTube guys and open box guys and stuff like that. It's just, trying to be the open box guy. It's a thing now. It's just the way it is. I did get to test drive it at Apple for quite a bit of time. They were kind enough to indulge me and my questions and things like that. Just if you want to do that, just set an appointment or just make sure you go on a very slow day to where you can go play with this thing. Whether you think you need a ski goggle / half of a motorcycle helmet that kind of does and shows you what your iPhone does and shows you, but to that next level is entirely up to you. However, I am not going to jump into that. You will have to wait for Wednesday for my report on all the things that is VR and augmented reality and my concerns with it, the industry's concerns with it. And that's probably would be a good time to go ahead and interview Tony with about the AI artwork stuff, which we're also excited to do and excited to get his opinion. Anytime this is mentioned, it's going to be a very heated discussion with him and the art community. And there's a lot of shaking and baking going on in that particular front. Not so much the music industry. It's not quite baked yet for the music industry. However, with the way AI works and in the continuous feed, people are submitting to the AI, which is how AI learns, is the continuous information that's being sent to it. So people that are actually entering information into these AI platforms are feeding the monster, and it's going to get it's going to get bigger and better as we go along. Not sure if that's a good thing or not, but we will discuss all the things AI, all the things augmented reality, as far as the glasses and whatnot, and whether we can live or can't live without all the things. So that'll be on Wednesday, and then Friday. Yes, we are finally jumping into the home theater, home cinema world. We have had no less than 30 to 40 comments of when are you guys going to discuss cinema? When are you guys going to talk about design, speaker brands, concepts, all the things? Here's the thing. We cannot cover that in one podcast. It's just not going to happen. So that will have to be a series of podcasts. However, we are going to start the series this coming Friday to jump into that world, which is a world that we are very familiar with because we build those things on the daily all the time and refresh and build theme rooms and THX rooms and synthesis rooms and RHEL 3D rooms and all kinds of fun stuff. So that look for that on Friday, because it'll be all the things. So again, going back, I think Tony and I's head kind of exploded a little bit because the episode 5 was just such a crazy launch. That's my fault. That was, trying to ride in my ADHD cartoon Looney Tune brain and 100 miles an hour, which in every which way. And our mind has absolutely been blown with the feedback, with the comments that we've received, with the emails we received. Keep them coming. 268 listeners now, and then over 70% of those have followed and jumped on board and subscribed. We launched this 6.5 days ago, 7 days ago now. It's mind blowing. It's a lot of work to create this. Your constructive criticism and feedback helps so much to create a better show. We really do want to be the top gear of technology, meaning it's the most boring subject that you can discuss, and we're trying to make it fun and interesting for people because it affects your life. Technology, you can't get away from it. You really can't, unless you can want to go live in the mountains like Grizzly Adams and not have a phone and not have communication. Even then, you still can't stay away from being affected by technology. So it's a very important topic that whether you like it or not, you need to learn about it. And we're trying to make it fun. So, and you guys make it fun. We had a meeting with the analytic people yesterday, or actually today, this morning, earlier this morning, about talking about statistics and what shows were the hot shows and what where we should move content or where we should move in relation to content. And just the people that do this every day are superheroes. It's a lot of work. It's a lot of mind work. It's a lot of preparation to make it fun and funny and all that good stuff. So, with that being said, as Mr. Grain would say, thank you very much for listening to this current podcast. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Again, this was an experiment that Tony and I threw out there, very similar to the wine and vinyl experiment that we tried which was very interesting and fun in the same scope. But with that being said, all we can say is thank you. Have a great weekend. Please, 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 please get outside and enjoy this gorgeous day, whether you're just taking a walk, taking your dog for the walk, staring at your swimming pool, hanging out by the pool, whatever. Enjoy this beautiful day, and thank you so much for listening. If you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us at Define Audio Video on our Facebook, or it's Define AV on our Facebook. You can go to defineav.com, click on the link to contact us, write a comment in there. There's info at Define AV, that's info at defineavapplevictor.com. And last and not least, call us 281-296-6600. If you have design questions, or you have a podcast comic, or even a podcast subject that you would like for your industry expert to cover, all good things, all fun things, it's all appreciated. Lots of interviews coming up. We've already have some interviews in the can already that we're critiquing and editing. So lots of fun things coming out, coming soon. Can't wait to see you. Can't wait to hear from you. Enjoy your weekend. This is your weekend Technology Rocks podcast solo edition, because Tony has the weekend off. Have a great weekend. See you in a bit.